Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Today we're drinking gin.
Today is the day. A highly requested secret proposal planning episode. So I want to start from like right at the beginning.
So I receive a message.
You know that feeling when it feels like your heart literally drops out of your asshole?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Hi, Lauren. Please don't tell her I've contacted you. He then goes, what about Hotel de Cab? And I was like, slay.
He says slay.
He said yes.
He says Sophia Rishi.
Slay bells. And that's how it began.
You do your job. You get the rock. I'll do my job, okay? We know our place. Stay in your lane.
I get this text. Is he proposing to Grace this weekend?
My head fell clean off. My hands start shaking. I'm sweating.
It's like 6:30 on a Friday night. And I look up and I go, I'm getting suspicious.
I was like, don't you fucking dare tell her to get her nails done.
She starts screaming down the phone. And I'm like, you need to keep it together.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Working Hard, Hardly Working. Today, we're interrupting normal programming to bring you the secret proposal planning episode. For those of you who don't know, in October, I got engaged. It was the best day of my life, but it was also the biggest heist of the century. We're talking an entire fake business trip, photoshopped boarding passes and fabricated invitations. And honestly, nothing gets past me, so it was seriously impressive. And this entire operation was conducted as a collaboration between my new fiancé and my amazing manager, Lauren. And they are honestly some of the only people who could actually pull off such a top secret operation. Me and Lauren have worked together for years. She's been through it all. And I genuinely think she could probably work for MI5. So I thought, let's crack open a gin and do a little story time. And just a pre-warning, we filmed this last thing on a Friday. So it is slightly unhinged. If you enjoy this episode or want me to do more episodes like this, I can't promise a proposal every time. Let me know in the comments or reviews. And while you're there, why don't you give the podcast, you know, a cheeky little 5 stars? It would really help. And really, it's the least Lauren deserves for the stress that this put her through.
Today, we're drinking gin.
Here's the sound of a G&T.
You gotta whisper.
I'm not going to tell you what G&T I'm drinking because they haven't paid for it. But if you'd like to see your G&T in this environment, contact Lauren Clark. Today is the day. This is Lauren, by the way, everyone.
Hi.
And we're going to be doing a Q&A, but also mainly I want the inside scoop from Lauren on the full proposal planning, because all I know about this is A, that I was proposed to, B, that you were heavily involved, and C, I've read through all of your messages with the man in question. I really wanted to, you know, see the excitement from all sides. I wanted to see the planning. Lauren is here to tell the whole story.
Yep.
Of how it went about, how it happened, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly. So I want to start from like right at the beginning. In July, we were having a meeting at my house and I was like, I have a feeling he's going to look at rings because he was being so suspicious about this stupid little MOT. And the week before as well, I was like, what did you do today?
Yeah.
He was like, I had a meeting. What was the meeting? And he like stuttered before it, which sent my spidey senses out of control. As we know, they're quite active. Mm-hmm. And then I'd seen you the week after and then I was suspicious about this MOT. Anyway, hilariously, it actually turns out
just an MOT.
That he had an MOT.
Fair.
But my spidey senses were clearly aware because of other reasons, because it has become very apparent that I'm actually psychic.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to hear, like, what was the beginning of this from your side? Like, what was the first thing you heard?
Okay, so we're at your house. It's the beginning of July. And you say to me, Lauren, I think he's going to pop a question. And I was like, really?
You don't seem like
really?
The fiance type.
I was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Like, how do you feel? Like, had that conversation. I left the house. We moved on. I forgot. The conversation never happened. And now we got on with our lives, whatever. Cut to sort of mid to end July, I get a text. And I look down and you know that feeling when it feels like your heart literally drops out of your asshole?
Yeah.
That's what happened. And I was like, and then I was like, okay, fine. He essentially says, hi, Lauren. I hope you had a good weekend. Not sure if she told you that we were looking at rings a few weeks ago. Please don't tell her I've contacted you. But I'm thinking of ideas to pop the question. Wanted to ask you. He essentially says to me, what about if we did it as a brand trip? Which is a really good idea because, you know, the industry you work in, we speak to a lot of different brands. A lot of these trips are happening. However, I think one thing that he just didn't really like fully think about or perhaps just wasn't aware of was like the level of detail in which goes into all of these trips and also the level of detail that I pull together to give to you. So it's not just kind of like a, oh, Grace, you're going on a trip and you go, great. Mm. And we move on.
Also not really in my personality kind of realm.
No. And also you don't really go on many trips.
No.
Very rare.
Yeah.
So it's not as if it's like a daily.
Before, two trips
yeah.
before.
He says to me, do you think she'll buy it if it's a beauty brand deal? And I take her to dinner at a man in Greece and maybe it's a brand dinner. She'll dress up, one night stay, blah, 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 blah.
Have to say, would have loved to go to the Aman in Greece.
You would have loved to go there, but that is Grace and her fiancés.
Fiancés. Are you French?
Special place. So I was like, no. She'll immediately know.
Yeah,
you'll immediately know. However, something that I was thinking about in terms of this whole situation was that we had been speaking for a while now with Armani Beauty.
Yeah.
Gorgeous brand, gorgeous girls who work there. Shout out to Catherine. I thought the only way that I am going to get Grace to go on a brand trip is if it's a brand that she loves and is like really wants to work with, really, it could be like a really amazing collaboration, you know, a brand that will go all out. So we settled on Armani being the brand of choice. Like more like as well with Armani, it's more likely to be somewhere luxury. So the brand had to emulate the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we were going for. He then goes, what about Hotel de Cab? And I was like, slay.
He says slay.
He
says Sofia Rishi.
Yep. However, over summer, luxury brands take over hotels. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, in Mykonos, they had a big thing with Louis Vuitton. There's like, Jacquemus did like Lake Como. Like there's various different things. I've been like thinking, oh no, Dior took over Hotel de Cab, or they had like a section in like the health club or something that was Dior. He told me the dates and we realized that the Dior pop-up would have finished by then. So we were like, right, this is going ahead. This is the vibe. Obviously Armani matches Hotel de Cab, very similar energy. And we thought, yes, this is it. The thing is as well, this wasn't a huge jump for me to be like, oh, Grace, a brand that we've never spoken to before is going to take you away, because we'd already been speaking to Armani and we were very excitingly worked with them on the Barbie premiere. They sponsored your look. So like, this wasn't a jump. And I actually was meeting Armani already. And then in that meeting, I was like, hey,
by the way,
just like a quick one before we pay the bill. Grace is getting engaged and I said it's all on you. And they were down. So that's great. One thing that I did say to him, something else that Grace will ask me is who else is going.
And what did she ask you?
So this, I said this on the 25th of July. I was like, she is going to ask me who else is going, because whenever we're working with a brand, whether it's in like a social context or whether it's a speaking event or whether it's whatever it is, Grace gets a full intense brief of everything that's going on. And I was like, brief has got holes in it. And she's going to smell a rat. The rat will be smelling. She's going to be looking for that cheese.
Do rats even eat cheese?
Yes.
Sure.
She's going to be looking for that garbage. He's like, oh, we could just say they're keeping it quiet. And I'm like, no, not going to go down, but don't worry. I'll deal with that when it comes to it. So he sends me this big message of all these different things that we need to think about. And I'm like, yeah. Got it covered. All good. Then he says, I also bought the diamond yesterday.
Slow.
So I ignore this huge paragraph and go, oh my God, can I see?
He's literally sent you half a page worth of fun stuff. And you just go, lowercase. Oh my God, can I see?
Oh my God, Jamie. And guys,
I can't believe you saw this ring before me. I mean, not even the ring, it's diamonds.
It's just a diamond. But also, the diamond is on like one of those kind of like holding bands. Like, I don't really know what it's called.
Like a prong. It's just the one they put it. If anyone else's explore page is filled with engagement rings, it's the ones where you can't see the prongs, but it's just like held up.
Yeah. So it's just, it essentially looks like a round piece of gold with the diamond on top. And guys, I mean, we've all seen the diamond. what the actual fuck? I just shit myself. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is insane. The week goes by. We crack on. And then a coincidence happens where another creator who goes by the name of Molly May.
Why did you say that? It's like, it's a show name.
He goes by the name
of Jay-Z.
Beyonce. It rhymes with Beyonce. It's Molly May. Has a very similar experience. So she was invited by her management team to go on a brand trip. Tommy's there with the baby. It's all great. It's lovely. But I'm like, oh no, someone's done it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I think we might need to think of a plan B because, again, I just don't know if it will go down well if Grace sees this, first of all, sees that Molly May has done the same thing and then is like, oh no, Link. I just like start stressing and I'm like, I don't think this is quite right. So he goes, fuck off. And then I think we stick with the plan. And I'm like,
a decisive man. How long did that? Oh no, wait. That's 3 hours later. Look at the timestamps.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, oh yeah. Oh my God. So I go, okay, fine. We're carrying on. The level of detail that when we do a brief and give it to Grace or give it to any talent is intense. Like there's a lot in there. Mm. And so if I was to just send over like, oh, blah, 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 Armani, blah, blah, it's just, it needs to be perfection, right? But obviously I need to get those dates in your diary because he needs to book the flights. So I'm just like, hey, had my breakfast with Armani, went really well.
Yeah, that was also what threw me off so much when I got Spidey senses.
Yeah.
Because I was like, when I searched that, because I was searching like keywords, like Armani, obviously, in Slack.
Marriage.
Like ring, proposal, diamonds, big rock. And I was searching ones and I saw that one and I hadn't seen or even thought about that since the beginning. And I was like, oh, that's like a good week or so before I even got like the offer
official
of the trip.
Invite, yeah.
And so I was like, and I knew you were actually having a meeting with Catherine. And so I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I literally sent it to my sister who was, by the way, in on it.
He was playing us off because I didn't know Violet was in on it. We're just over here giving our different bits.
Right. So she was in on it. In order to help choose the ring.
Slay.
So
she chose well.
She did choose well. So I think he got the diamond and then because he designed the ring then with a jeweler, he wanted like her opinion on it. She came round to my house one evening and we were just like having an evening in like watching the Kardashians as we do. And she goes, what type of ring do you like? And the rat is not smelled. The rat is minding its own business. I'm minding my own business. Yeah. No rat has been smelled.
Yeah.
She's just like playing dumb, like, oh, how many carats is this? Like, what type of thing is this? And I'm like, oh, it's this one. It's this one. It's this one. And then she's like, oh, I'm on this site where you can design them. And she starts designing her own. Then she starts going like, oh, should I get this or this? And so we design this whole ring together. She then sends a screenshot to him. And she goes, we just designed this ring. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, have you like told
what
her?
The fuck?
And
she's so
like,
big.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? He then has this, but even funnier, later on, when he'd got the ring, when he first brought it home, she was at mine when he came back from work one day, and I wasn't there, and they couldn't work out if the CCTV has sound, and so they were, like, miming this whole time, being like, sorry if you're on audio. Yeah, like, do you want this? And, but then, they... So he goes up to get the ring, which is hidden in his fucking sock drawer. Sorry, men are so unimaginative. I could have gone up to borrow some socks, but it was there for 2 months. So
did you not borrow any socks in 2 months?
Well, I have my own dressing room. Sorry, my likability scale down. So he goes up and gets the ring. And then, so not only are they miming this whole thing, but he wants to show her the ring to be like, do you think she'll like it? And the only CCTV blind spot in the whole house is in my dog's crate, like my puppy's crate. So he makes her get into the crate to see the ring. And they're literally there in the crate, like,
curled up like a little puppy.
Anyway, I thought that was absolutely hilarious, but I've just found the message. So on the 1st of October, bearing in mind the trip was like the 8th, so having Spidey sensed earlier, like about like a month earlier, and then said to Violet, and she'd played it so well. Like we were literally at my mum's hen do, and I like grabbed her and I was like, I'm getting suspicions about this Armani trip. I just thought about it. And then I thought it really could be like everything's in place, but I just have a feeling. And I talked about in my TikTok how like one night, when we were away, I literally woke up at 4 a.m. and I just knew, like, as in I woke up and I was like, it's the Armani trip. I was like, it's the Ahani show. He's going to propose. Like, as in, like, I just knew. It was in my brain. My brain was filled. I'd convinced myself just because of that strong feeling. I've never had such a strong feeling before. Anyway, so I sent her a text going, because I then searched Armani in Slack and was like going through everything, like the invites, like everything. Oh, actually, we didn't have the invites at that stage. Yeah, important. And so I go on the 1st of October, I go, it's defo not the Armani trip. Ha ha ha. Boo. As in, it is Armani. And then, sorry, Armani. And then I send a screenshot of your message, which is saying, I went for coffee today with a girl from Armani Beauty and they've got loads of exciting plans coming up. One of them was a trip to the south of France in October. Would you be keen? And
see,
I was like,
yes. A light smattering of detail there.
Yeah, really good.
Very thought out.
Really good, because that's actually what threw me off. On the 25th of July, and I go, yes, oh my God, exciting. Mm-hmm. And then I go to Violet, I go, just found this message from before, so it's defo legit.
Yeah.
And she goes, ha ha ha, boo. And then goes, well, I mean, still a very exciting trip.
Yeah, still sleigh bells.
Literally still great. And she goes, send dresses when they arrive or the ones you pick. And I go, yeah, I'm annoyed though. Laughing emojis. Really wanted that. And then she goes, surely just means you'll be surprised another time though. Not that he's doing it. Ha ha ha. And then goes, fair, but don't be annoyed at him.
I love this. She's there typing away like...
And then goes, worst case, you wait until New Year. Oh. Sorry, am I all right? Worst case, going through so much trouble at this time. I go, don't worry, I won't. Don't be annoyed at him.
So coming back to this side, I give my really light smattering of detail because I was like, we need to just get that data locked in so we can book it. He can do the flights, whatever. You. Yes. Oh my God, exciting. And then I send that to him. He sends back a load of exclamation marks and is like, when can you send the invite? Meantime, I'm over here like
back to dying, Lauren.
Dying. I'm like, oh my God, she said yeah. So this actually means that she's going, because in my head I was like, maybe she'll say no.
Would be so classic
say no. And we have to do all this.
Oh my God, it would be so livid if I found out later that like that past was the plan. Things I've turned down.
Yeah.
Were actually my proposal. Imagine. No, sorry.
Yeah, literally. So I'm like, okay, great. This looks like we're doing this. I'm not going to send this now because it's the 26th of July. If she's not going until October, I wouldn't send it now. It's
yeah,
too
because
early.
I wouldn't get the...
It's too early. Brands wouldn't send it that far in advance. Like some brands are very last minute. Some brands aren't, just saying. But some are. So I was like, it's too much. It's too early. But she's keen. So I would just go ahead and book it. Like she's not going to change her mind now. And then he's like, did you say it was going to be a Sunday? And I said, no. I just said beginning of October. So just allude to any day. It doesn't matter what day it is. On the 16th of August... He goes, hey, I've just booked the flights, but I haven't booked her frequent flyer number. Please remember this for the future when we get to the end, okay?
Also, just for the record, we have formulas for the way that we deal with everything. We do, and the reason we do is because it's just easier
like
to work that way.
Yeah.
We like structure. We're a very structured team, and everything must work like clockwork. Yeah. So we have formulas for everything. Like there is a tick list for every type of thing. Like for a brand trip, I would want X amount of things, including like
the
frequent flyer number added, like all of this. I'm sorry, I want my points.
Fair. And that's totally fair. I'm not saying
No, agree. But this is why we do things this way. And
this is where it all just goes a little, just remember this. So he says, I booked the flights, but I haven't put her frequent flyer number. Have you told her you're booking the flights? I misread this message. And I say, hey, yeah, she knows it's those flights, so good to add the number. So what I think he thought was like, I don't want to book the flights because you'll get a notification if your number is added. And I'm like, no, you go ahead, add the number. Remember that for the future. Spoke to Armani, they're going to send product. And then I'm like, we also really need to think about how soon you're going to do it on arrival. As there's no one from Armani to say, welcome to Hotel de Cap, you're going to be like, the fuck is going on here? Mm-hmm. And then I do like a little update, end of September, I'm like, Armani is sending G some bits to arrive at her house with an exciting message for the 8th. But then Armani kind of sent me a template of their typical invitations and letters that they kind of do for different trips, which I completed and filled in with the help of my gorgeous associate assistant, Liv. And we essentially created this itinerary for whilst you were at Hotel de Cap with Armani. And it was honestly fucking jokes. So this was what Grace was due to be doing.
This is what Grace did not do.
This is what Grace was due to doing. So 8th of October, arrival at Hotel de Cap, Eden Rock, 4 p.m. Glam 4:30, very quick crossover. So drinks reception was at 6 p.m. So umming and ahhing about whether to do 2 hours glam, which we usually do 2 to 3 hours actually for full hair and makeup, but we just did an hour and a half makeup because I thought she might want to do some slay pics at the end, you know, whatever. So drinks reception after glam at 6 p.m. and then a dinner at 7 p.m. Roll on the next day, where we came up with a 2-day itinerary for this entire trip. A leisurely breakfast, 9 to 11 a.m.
Gorgeous.
Because I thought, you know what? No rushing. We don't like a 9:30 sit down. No. Like, just like, and you might want to explore. It's a gorgeous hotel.
It
like,
is.
You might want to just like browse your surroundings.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then at 11:30, we had a product walkthrough with a... So, for context, I was saying to Liv, I was like, Liv, we need to find someone who would be there because this is like a huge event. Like, yes, Armani is a luxury brand. Yes, Hotel de Cap is a very bougie luxury hotel. But like, you couldn't just send anyone to go and do something. Like, it wouldn't just be like a marketing assistant or like, you know, an assistant of assistant. You need like the top dog who's going to be there to like present it because it's still a big event.
Yeah,
for
often
Armani.
It's like a VP or it's like a...
Yeah, because Grace was under the impression that she was there for a new launch.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like a big event. So I'm trawling LinkedIn. Looking for the appropriate person to be there.
And who does she stumble upon?
I stumble upon...
I even know her name off the top of my head.
Veronique.
Good to you.
Got a shout out to Veronique because you saved my life. You came through. And I think she is like the top dog at Armani Beauty. And I was like, right, she's going to... And also, I remember, I was like, this is fucking great because she didn't have a LinkedIn profile picture.
Gorgeous.
And I was like, so could is she even real? I mean, I imagine she is.
Yeah.
But she might not have even existed. But
me searching Veronique Gautier, Armani News, and clicking on the news and latest thing.
So, but she was there, but she didn't have a profile picture. And I was like, she's kind of like subtle, but not subtle. I was like, this is the gal. This is her. So we have a product walkthrough at 11:30 p.m. Then at 1 p.m. we have farewells from Armani Beauty and free time. You have a late checkout of 3:30, which is quite late looking
also
back.
What really threw me, no, but that was good because that threw me off because I thought if he had planned it, I don't know how he would sway a 3:30 p.m. checkout.
Yeah.
Like that's ridiculous. You have to basically make sure the next guest arrives way late, like in that evening to be able to get all the room cleaned in time.
Yeah. So it makes sense. So
I was like, how would like a brand could do that because they could book out loads of rooms and therefore they have enough sway that like they paid enough money for.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
now
so
I'm
I was like,
through, I'm like,
no, because then I even go after he proposed. I was like, how the fuck did you sway such a late checkout? He was like, oh no, we're checking out at 12.
Oh no, pack your bags.
I'm afraid we're off. Our paid time is done. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry.
Pack your bags, you're off. So this was all designed in this gorgeous Armani template. It was a stunning letter. Grace received it. It was in the room, all printed on like bougie ass paper. It was like thick. Like not that like A4.
No, but this, like, again, noted. Intense. Noted. Yeah. Printed on like sparkly, nice.
Gorgeous paper.
Filmy paper. As I said, could be the choice of Giorgio himself.
At this stage, I then get looped in with the hotel. And we are going back and forth, me and this hotel, back and forth, back and forth. That team are elite. And like you'd expect it, it's Hotel de Cap, but they are the best group of people ever. So much so that on the day of, I had emailed them so many times with like, can I just check? Can I just check? Just a reminder, please. That the concierge was like, email me back. And he didn't even say, hi, Lauren. He just put, Lauren. I have a very skilled team here. We know what we're doing. Please be assured.
Sit down.
Essentially saying, fuck off. Stop fucking emailing me.
And I was like, you know what?
Fair. So gave the hotel loads of pointers. The room was all ready with product. The letter was printed out. They sent me pictures of the flowers. I was like, no, I don't want the flowers there. Put them there. We had a few pics going back and forth of what the room looked like. I was like, perfection.
They perfect. Are so perfect. Good to have
they
done are, this.
They were amazing.
And I mean, not to mention you are so good to have done this.
They were amazing.
But also like the fact that they were sending photos. They're like, you've booked for one night. Fuck off.
Yeah. They're literally like,
please
just shut the fuck
we
up.
We really have very important people also, staying here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, they were great. All of them were amazing. And then I was like, just to triple check, 6 p.m. drinks reception, that's when you're going to do it. And he's like, yeah, yeah, that's when I'm going to do it. And then he says, wait, does she know not to post anything? Because obviously she starts tagging Armani.
Someone from Armani might reply being like.
Yeah, being like, what are you doing here? And then I was like, no, I'm not. They wouldn't. I'm really not worried. I was like, even.
A brand doesn't mind tags.
They love tags. First, second of all, I don't think they'd reply. And third of all, I can just log in and delete it. I was like, I'm not really that.
I'm really not concerned.
Lauren's censoring my content.
Yeah, literally. So this is where we go off the phone because this is where it starts getting a little bit off-piste. Cut to the Friday before the Sunday. We'd had a really nice day doing podcasts all day. I was just in a great, jolly mood. And I knew it was coming and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, no hiccups. It had gone, all gone quite smoothly. Like, you'd been asking a few questions, but I was like, meh, not worried. Yeah. Fine, all fine. All day, and this is, she should have 100% been doing this because it is her job. Grace's gorgeous assistant.
Who is also called Grace.
So for the purpose of this chat, we're going to call her Gracie, which we do call her Gracie anyway. She's asking me consistently all day, what the car details, because for every trip, every event, every deal, every whatever the hell it is, there's a car booked.
Door to door.
Always. Door to door and return journey. You've got the time, you've got the reference, you've got the number plate, it's a thing. I'm messaging him and I'm like, what's the car sitch? He either texts me this or he called me and he said, oh, I've told Grace I'm driving. So he, as in, you'd had a prior conversation to say he was driving you to the airport. So I'm like, oh, okay. So then all day, Gracie is saying, Lauren, what's the car details? So I go, okay, I think he's going to drive them to the airport. So Gracie takes this information, as she should, and goes, hey, Grace, Lauren said he's driving. So Grace obviously fucking is like, what? I then get a message from Gracie going, is he proposing to Grace this weekend? Me and him made the exact decision 2 weeks prior to this happening not to tell Grace's new assistant. And it was quite a big decision because obviously Grace's assistant knows everything about her life, organises a lot, is very involved in everything, both personal and work. But at this stage, she was quite new. She was only been with Grace for a few weeks or a few months at this stage. And I didn't know whether she would crack under pressure of her boss looking her in the eye and being like, tell me. Like, that's like, that is quite intense. You know?
Make me sound so nice.
No, but I mean like,
yeah,
it takes a lot. Like, especially if you're new to an employer and they're literally not in your face, like aggressive, but they're like looking you in the eye and they're saying, am I being praised?
Yeah, yeah, again? Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot for someone to be like, no.
Yeah, yeah, to lie up
to, like,
front.
To lie and lie in a way that's not like, just lie.
Yeah, she would have definitely done it, but we wouldn't have known what, like,
and
as
I didn't
in.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, we wouldn't have known then, because obviously, yeah, that was like a month in or something.
And I was like, I don't trust her. I was like, I just don't know if she'll crumble.
Yeah, yeah.
So we made a decision, and also it already felt like too many cooks were in the broth swimming around, you know? So, like, I knew, my Liv knew, Armani knew, this makeup artist, you know, it was just like a lot of people. And I was like, I just want to keep it like as tight as possible. So Gracie did not know. So I'm hop, skipping, jumping to Soho, meet my friend, and I get this text from Gracie going, is he proposing to Grace this weekend? And when I tell you, my head just fell clean off, my heart shot on my ass, my hands start shaking, I'm sweating.
Also, Lauren, like, is the least stressed person I know. Mm. Like, you're a very high functioning, like, everyone in our team is like very chaotic, very workaholic, but also like very, we thrive in high stress situations. Like, that is our bag, including you.
Yeah.
For you to have had this type of reaction, like, I have never seen you that.
It was like my heart was like pumping out of my chest. I'm like outside up my destination, text my friend like, I'll be 20 minutes. My hands are shaking. Like, I can't even type.
I'm so
my
sorry.
Thumbs are like going. And I was like, oh my God, it's the car. It's
the I love car. How she was ballsy enough just to ask you that. She didn't tell me. Obviously, she didn't tell me she was asking.
So then I, instead of replying to her, I called her. And I was like, why have you just asked me that? Where are you? And she was like, oh, I'm not. Me and Grace aren't together. And I was like, why have you just asked me that? And she was like, Gracie had just said to Grace, Lauren said he's driving. So you'd obviously been like, in what world, for any of my like work stuff, would Lauren speak to him? So you start spiraling.
I do start spiraling. It's like 6:30 on a Friday night. The office building is dark. And I look up and I go, I'm getting suspicious. There's some strange things going on and I need to talk to you about them. Mm. And obviously they're like, sorry.
Yeah.
She was having a meltdown. Like, this is the end. This is the end for Grace. Anyway, and I just like took them through every single like random little thing. Cause I was like, I woke up at 4:30 a.m. and I just knew like it was in my head. And now this has happened. But Gracie was then brought into the fold, but she obviously didn't tell me. So. Like, she held fast.
So I call Gracie and I'm like, why would you just ask me that? And she's like, oh, well, because Grace is like asking me these things. And then she said about the car and like obviously freaking out. And I was like, okay, I need to tell you, yes, it's happening. She starts screaming down the phone and I'm like, you need to keep it together. I was like, you really, this is all on, like, I was literally like, if you fuck up this now, this is all on you. No, I wasn't like that, Jane.
This poor girl, the first month of
literally. And I was like, right, we need to say the right things. It's fine. Should I tell her to get her nails done? I was like, don't you fucking dare tell her to get her nails done. If you say to her now, go get your nails done, the rat is going to be popping out, like coming out of his little hole. And then I then call him and I'm like, Gracie just said to Grace that you're driving Grace to the airport. Obviously, I wouldn't know that because we don't speak technically about Grace's work stuff. Why would I know that? And he's like, actually, I think he started laughing. And I was like, you're insane.
Yeah, he
just like started laughing. He was like, no, it'd be fine. And I was like, in like busy Friday night Soho, like freaking the fuck out. And I was like, he's like, oh, it'd be fine. I went, well, and he went, no. And then he went, no, I told Grace, I told her. And I was like, right, okay. So I get off the phone, call Gracie back. And I'm like, okay, just like be chill. Figure out a way to say he's already told you this. Like, we've already had this conversation. Like, it's the thing. And she's like, okay. Saturday rolls around. I wake up, 9 a.m. Text from Grace. Hi, can you send my boarding pass? And I was like, gee, it's not 24 hours before the flight yet. The brand will send it me once they've checked you in. I was like, I message him. Hey, just so you know, you need to send me the boarding pass. Do not send it to Gracie. Send it to me. And then I will send it back to Gracie. And then Gracie will send it to you. Like, that's how it would work. Like, the brand would check you in. Or they'd give me the reference number, Gracie would sort it out. But in this case, I was like, let's just keep it with the brand.
The brand.
The brand, you. Me. No, the brand is him.
Yeah,
so okay, sure. He checks you both in and sends me these boarding passes. And when I typically send boarding passes to talent or assistants or whoever, I send the wallet version. So it's like the one that sits in your wallet and it's kind of like a little square and it's got your name and your seat number and it's got like a barcode on it. I don't send like a big A4 printout. He sends me 2 A4 printouts and I'm like looking at them and I'm like, I wouldn't send this, but like not major, like I probably can get away with this. And I'm just staring at them both. And then I realize, number one, the reference number is on there. And I was like, we can't have the reference number on there. Like Grace cannot have access to this number because like probably most people, because I would definitely do this. She's going to log into BA, type that reference number in and find out who booked that flight. And in which case,
I would never.
He booked it. And in hindsight, I wish I'd booked it. I just wish I'd booked it. But anyway, then I notice he's put his frequent flyer number on his ticket. And I was like, oh, God. So here I am about to send these two boarding passes to Gracie to then to give to Grace. And not only do they have the booking reference on that I can't give to Grace, they have his frequent flyer number and Grace's isn't on there. And I'm like, fuck sake.
Doesn't care about my Avios.
Honestly. And I was like, fuck me. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I, speaking to Gracie, I'm like, we cannot send them like this. Like, and we're there like scribbling out the, like going on Instagram stories, getting the white pen out and scribbling it out and re-downloading it to phone. And I was like, And then I'm like, you know what, gal? I would never send them like this. Like, I'm going to log into the BA and get the boarding passes, like how I would usually send them. And then we don't have any issues with the frequent flyer and we don't have any issues with the booking reference. Little did I know that when you go into BA and download your boarding pass to your wallet, if you've inputted your frequent flyer number, your level of frequent
attire changes the colour of the boarding pass. And I was like, you are fucking kidding me. So I get these wallet boarding passes back. His is like bronze and Grace's is like white, plain normal boarding pass. And I was like, fuck my life. So then I log back in. Right. Well, obviously I need to add Grace's thing. So Grace's then turns bronze. I'm like, right, I need to take his off. Can I fucking take his off? No, I can't. I'm trying to remove it so his goes back through. Because why would I have
you on his, the phone to BA customer service?
Why would I have his frequent flyer number to change to
but
make it?
But you know
it?
What's interesting is I would have searched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the airport, my boarding pass wouldn't scan the entire time we were at the airport.
So I make the exact, because I cannot change his boarding pass back from bronze. And I'm like, right, I cannot send this. So go back to the original A4 printouts, send those with all the shit edited out. Send those and I'm like, enjoy your day. I cannot deal with this anymore.
And I'm also, he's asking me so much if I've got the confirmation. He's obviously asking me because he knows if he accidentally opens his app or God forbid his fucking wallet, his fucking bronze boarding pass is going to pop up. And I'm going to be like, how did you get that? Then I'm going to, the rat's going to be all the way out.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, he's going, have you got the confirmation? Have you got the confirmation? This, interestingly, does not set off my little ratty alarm bells because he's such a weirdo about the airport anyway.
Yeah.
He literally has a plastic wallet that he travels with. So this, I'm like, this is normal airport behavior. Dash. Same with him driving. He would rather drive than take a brand paid for car because he likes to be in
control.
Like, he likes to have booked the valet parking. Yeah. And
I mean, it's attractive in a man.
It really is. We only marry airport dads.
Exactly. I'm like, right, just send these like fucking A4 printouts that I'd never send. Like, go. So they go to Gracie. Grace sends them to Grace. We all move on with our day. Apparently the hotel were great. They were
they were so good.
For the Armani event.
So got there immediately. They came over like, you're here for the event, right? Like, new secret product. Going to be like really good. And
obsessed.
I'm like, the only thing that set off my alarm bells, my ratty rats, was the fact that they asked for a card for incidentals. And I was like, a brand would never do that because they block book the room. They've obviously got their card on all of it.
Fair.
And so I was like, why would you need a card? And obviously it's not his business trip. So obviously he doesn't go to put his card down. He's like, I can put my card down. I'm like, no, it's my trip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I give them my card and it sends a notification to my phone being like, £1,000 taken for incidentals.
Thank you.
And I was like, all right, Armani. I'm stingy. But also they were like, we've upgraded your room. And I was like, that's weird to say, because if it was a brand, you'd just tell them that that was the room, you know, like, cause it's not them paying. They'd be like, and they were like, we've upgraded your room. And I was like, oh, amazing. But if it was a brand, they just wouldn't say that, you know, they'd be like, to the brand, we've upgraded all your rooms because the brand would want you to think that they booked you that room.
Yeah.
Sorry, too much going on in here.
Oh, I mean, it's true.
And so, and I got there. Another thing I thought, I was like, why haven't they put Armani stickers on the mirrors? Because I was like, for all the selfies. I know. No, literally. I hate myself. I was literally like, it would be on all my selfies then.
You know what though? I was actually thinking, I was like, do I do dressing gowns?
Oh, I would have loved proposal dressing gowns.
I was like, oh my gosh, should I do dressing gowns?
Oh my God,
like,
not him. His bill's going up and up. You're like, I need monogrammed dressing gowns.
With Armani. Look, they're actually Armani dressing gowns.
He would have been like, why didn't I choose fucking Primark?
Off brand.
Having the makeup done, she's like watertight. Yeah. She's like, yeah, so I flew out with my friend. She's also a makeup artist. She's doing one of the girls' makeups now. And I was like, do you know who she's doing? And she's like, I don't know. She's like a French influencer or something.
Same.
And I was like,
oh yeah. I was like, everyone's international.
Yeah, literally. And then she was like, but then she goes like, I think there's quite a few UK people here as well.
Oh, absolutely no.
And then she was like, but it's a very global event. It's a very global event. I've obviously got the itinerary, but it doesn't say specifically where we're meant to be. It goes like dinner or like drinks. And so I was like, babe, will you check where we're meant
run
to be?
Down.
Yeah. Will you just all run on down to the beach and just check where we're meant to be? He's like, oh, does it not say? And I'm like, no. And then he obviously starts like frantically messaging everyone. Like, has anyone said that she's meant to be like somewhere specific? Because obviously he doesn't want to say something else. And he goes into the bathroom to the fucking toilet phone.
Casual.
But he like picks up the other one. He's like, okay, not working.
Mm.
Very good actor. He was like, what's
impressive.
The fuck? He was like, what's wrong with this? And then he goes like, is there another one through here in the bathroom? And he's on the phone.
I
have
this personal image of him going,
and then going to bing. And he's like, bing.
Hello?
And he's like, they're like, hello?
Do you need assistance?
They're like, can we help? Goes into the bathroom and he goes like, hey, so we're here for the Armani event. Could you, we've got drinks at 6 p.m. on our thing, but it doesn't say where to go. And fake person on the phone is like, obviously says something. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, hello, sir. He's like, okay, so then we go down to the end. Will it be obvious then? Or is there going to be someone there? And then he's like,
this
he's like,
man.
Yeah, I know. And then he's like, okay, thank you, bye. And it hangs up. And then I'm getting ready and I'm like, not sure on my outfit. And I like keep trying to check. And then there's this one dress I want to wear with like long sleeves. Mm. And then he's like, no, you should wear this one. It's because the fucking one, the sleeves went down to like the floor.
Oh my
floor.
God, and you'll be able
like,
to
that
see.
That was the whole thing. He was like, you literally wouldn't, I would have just been, it would have been like, no ring anywhere. Like literally me with my like dementor arms or like pulling them back. And so, and then, so he's like, okay, we should go. It's nearly six. Mm. And not being funny, I have been to drinks before at an influencer event. Mm. If it's drinks before the dinner, everyone will arrive 45 minutes
late. So this is what I thought.
Yeah. Like, as in, I'm always the, like, and I'm not necessarily like an early person, but I'll always be there and be like, fuck, could have taken an extra 15, 20 minutes. And so I was like, oh, it's fine. Just like trying to get ready. And I'd like wanted to film like a get ready with me and
but
like all
fair,
of this.
This is why we put a drinks in, because we didn't want you to go straight to dinner.
Exactly. And so he's like, we should go. It's past six.
Cut to me in my flat in London. Being like, it's time. And it got so much point that I was holding my phone. I was like, it's time. And then I was like, I had to take my phone off out of my hand, put it on charge in my bedroom and I put it on loud and then went and sat back in the living room because I was like, I can't even look at the time anymore. I was like, it should be happening. It's happening.
And so the makeup artist as well, trying to stay on brand, she's like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah, no, you're so right. Influencers are always late. And so she's like, it'll be fine. And he's like, no, we should go now. Obviously, he's got a photographer in a bush waiting for the perfect light, like literally like hiding. And
he's on the end of that toilet thing.
Yeah, literally. And so I'm like, okay, like listening to this makeup artist being like, take your time. And he's literally like, we should go. So we're like walking down and then there's like the gravel. And we're walking down the side, like the path on the side of the gravel. And he's like, why don't you walk into the middle for a like photo?
Yeah.
He only takes like five. Because obviously he then comes in, suspicious.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. You know, that's
not
how we do
it. That took you 2 minutes.
Literally need at least 200. Yeah. And so like, he goes to take these photos. And then I'm literally like, he goes to like, show me. And I'm like, back away. Like, because I'm like, I want more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, looking at them. And I'm like, yeah, they're nice. Can I get some more? And then he was like, yes, but I just wanted to talk to you for a second. And I was like, send my photos, bro.
Yeah, I mean, can you do
the
dinner?
But at this stage, I've been like so, everyone in the hotel was so convincing that like, I hadn't actually texted my friends for like the last hour. Cause I was like, you just need to calm down.
Yeah, chill.
Because I didn't even want to be this stressed about it. It was only because I couldn't work it out. If I knew for sure, I wouldn't have dug.
Yeah.
Like if I knew for sure, I would just be like, not looking. It's because I could not work it out. There was so much for and like, then spidey senses. And so I was just like, I can't do this. So like walk down and then he's like talking to me and I'm like, oh my God, you have to just take a photo. Yeah. Like it'll be really nice. Was she here for my work? And I'm like, I need to take a photo. And then he's literally like telling me how much he loves me. And I'm like, is your photo?
Not by these pics.
Doesn't look like it. Yeah. And then he obviously gets that one. And then,
then you saw the ring and you were like,
no. And then I literally go,
on,
like, sure.
Go on then.
If I have to. Sounds good. No, I literally
go, but will you get the pics?
No. Oh my God. You have to look at the photos if you haven't seen them. It was the fact that I burst out crying and then just said for so long, goes, it's fucking huge. And then he goes, you have to put it on. And then I do. And the rest is history.
And that's the story, guys.
Oh, I'm sweating.
And then my phone starts ringing at 7:30 p.m. and I'm like, surprise.
Whoa. God, I wasn't expecting that.
Whoa, on a brand trip. Yeah, actually, when I was telling one of my friends what I thought it was, he was like, no, he wouldn't do that.
Never do that.
That's the big
and
old
that's
story.
The story.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're okay. You're fine. I honestly did love it. Although I will say, I texted my close girls group chat after it all happened. And I was like, no.
Just in case, like, anyone's
just in
thinking.
Case anyone's respective partners are thinking about doing this anytime soon, I need at least a 12-month break before I do this again.
Yes, yeah, so
because I will be the one that gets.
But left. After that, she is doing a paid service.
Yes, my link's in the bio.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I loved it. Apart from that Friday, of hell, that like 2 hours was exactly 2 hours out of 4 months of planning. Only 2 hours of that were hell. So really, in the grand scheme of things, piece of piss.
Oh. Gorgeous. Well, thank you so much.
You're
amazing. You're a manager in a million.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Agree. I know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.